Alright guys, this is Tone, this is Flagpost, and this is your Week 3 Rundown. Let's go. Okay, let's kick it off. Recording this on Thursday night. Already in progress. Titans are taking on the Jaguars. Jaguars home. We got pretty close game right now. Not. Jaguars are up 14-0. Knocking on the door. Looking for another touchdown. It's a big division game for both these guys. Jags starting 0-2. Coming up just short in week 2. Going for that 2-point conversion. Notwithstanding, I had the Jags in this one the whole way, going against the spread with the over. Over doesn't look good right now, but I'm still taking the Jags against the spread plus 1.5. Now, let's get to my Jets. It was a disastrous week last week for the Jets, starting off with news that quarterback Sam Darnold would be out for at least 3 to 4 weeks, possibly more, with mono. Again, let's just let that sink in, what I just said. Mono. Sam Darnold is an adult, and he got fucking mono. That is just absolute fucking asininery. But they came out Monday night. They had no offense. Trevor Siemian going down. Looked like he snapped his fucking ankle like a chicken wing. Lucky for him, he's just out for the season. He doesn't have to endure all this bullshit. Torn ligaments. Entering my man Falk, Falk. He'll be the starter until Sam Darnold decides it's enough of being a child. No Romano, let's come back. Problem is, this week, they're playing the Patriots. Even worse than that, they're playing the Patriots at Gillette Stadium. And you might as well just put the Jets to a fucking body bag now. Don't get me wrong, I love my team. And I always will. I'll support them no matter what. But this shit will not be good. Brady. Brown. Edelman. It's going to be a bloodbath. One of the biggest spreads of the season so far. Fortunately, I got to go against my Jets. Sentimentally, I hope they win. But realistically, the Pats are going to win this one. Take them. Spread is at 23. Think. They're going to probably fall a little short in there. I think it's going to be about a 17-point win. I think the Jets' defense is good enough to hold them to that. Over-under is 44. Definitely take the under for that, for sure. The Jets will not be scoring a whole lot. That's it. Next up, we got the Bengals and the Bills. Bills coming in at 2-0. Finishing up their tour of New York. First beating the Jets. Coming back for that win. And then beating the Giants, who look god-awful. We'll get to them in a minute. Playing the Bengals, another bad team. Bengals, though, can score. Problem is their defense, and they don't stay in the games. I think in this one, you got to go Bills. Spreads at 6. I like that. They'll cover that for sure. Over-under is 44. Definitely got to take the over. I think this is going to be a high-scoring game. Let's go. Dolphins, Cowboys. The boys are finally getting a good matchup. Time to pad those stats. Dolphins, the worst team. The worst team by far in the NFL. They will not be winning a game this season. I'm telling you this right now. I called in the beginning, and I'm saying it now. This team has zero talent. Unfortunately, the little talent that is on this team is being destroyed because this team as a whole is probably the worst I've ever seen. All my years of watching football. Cowboys coming in. Also a big spread, 21.5. Dolphins stink. Cowboys in a roll, 2-0. I say take the boys. Spread looks good. So far, every team that's played the Dolphins has covered a spread, 21.5. Over-under is 46.5. I do think the Dolphins are going to score a little bit. Take the over. Next up, Broncos and the Cowboys. Looks like the Packers have got themselves a defense. Through the first two games, looking pretty good. Looking like they are a Super Bowl contender, like they were years and years ago. Aaron Rodgers in the offense looked a little anemic in the first game against the Bears. But now they're coming on. Against the Vikings, they scored some touchdowns. Looked pretty good against this Broncos team, whose defense is pretty legit. They are good. Problem is, Joe Flacco stinks. Broncos offense, garbage. I'm telling you right now, this team is not good. They may sneak a win here. They might sneak a win there. But at the end of the day, there's a reason why Joe Flacco was thrown out of Baltimore. Got to go Packers in this one. I think for sure they're going to cover that spread. 7.5 sounds about right. And I think the over-under 43, definitely going to be on the underside. Broncos aren't going to score a whole lot. Going to be the Pack. That's it. Let's go. Falcons and Colts. Both teams, great offensive firepower. T.Y. Hilton, Eric Ebron. We got on the other side, Falcons, we got Matty Ice. We got some weapons. Problem is, both teams' defense are shaky, and that's an understatement. On this one here, both teams coming in 1-1. Falcons coming off a big win against the Eagles. Colts also coming off a big win. I think in this one here, Colts are home. You got to take them. Jacoby Brissett's gaining some confidence. Take the Colts. Spread, 1.5. Over-under is 47. You got to take the over. That's it. Bam. Let's go. Ravens and Chiefs. Ravens, Chiefs, both undefeated. Ravens coming in. Started the season against the Dolphins. Last game against the Cardinals. Not exactly stellar teams here. Pulling off both wins. And when I say pulling off, I mean dominating. Absolutely dominating. Their defense, very good. Lamar Jackson, great numbers. But against a good defense, what will it succumb to? The Chiefs do not have that good defense. They have that amazing offense powered by league MVP Pat Mahomes. I try to do Pat Mahomes like that. Sounds like a frog sometimes. I don't even know what he sounds like. I don't know. I tried. Anyway, Pat Mahomes, amazing quarterback, league MVP, looking good, in line for maybe another MVP. This game here, Kansas City home opener. You gotta go Chiefs with this one. It's going to be a close one. The spread's at 6.5. You got to think it's going to be a little closer than that. But you still got to take the Chiefs. They won't cover. 52.5 over-under. Take the over for sure. Chiefs, go. Raiders and Vikings. Not exactly offensive juggernauts on both sides. Raiders, of course, Antonio Brown out. Anybody in? Nope, not really. Vikings, they do have some offensive firepower. They got Dalvin Cook, Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen. Problem is their quarterback, their $90 million, 100% guaranteed quarterback, Kirk Cousins, is a guaranteed piece of shit. Yep, I'm calling her now. He is the biggest, most overrated quarterback in the NFL. This one, I kind of like the Vikings. I think he's going to do just enough. I think Dalvin Cook is going to have a big game. Over-under, Minnesota 8.5. I think they're going to not cover that. So take the Vikings. Over-under is 43. Take the under. This is going to be a defensive game. Let's go. Lions and Eagles. We got the Lions with a good defense. Matt Stafford, not bad. Not bad in offense. Eagles coming off a big loss to the Falcons. Sunday night game. Carson Wentz didn't start the game very well. Wide receiver core basically depleted. Didn't make a run of it at the end. Almost came back to win. Gave the team the lead but a few minutes ago. But it wasn't enough for the Eagles to come back. The Lions actually tied a game in the first week. Eagles 1-1. Philly, home. favors by 6.5. Got to take them at 6.5. Over under is 45.5. There's going to be some scoring. Take the over. Let's go. Next up, we have Panthers and Cardinals. Superman, Cam Newton, not playing. Something just not right with Superman. Cam Newton does not look good last year. Had to miss the last couple games. His arm not looking right. Didn't look right in the last game either. Something's just not right with this guy. I think he needs to take some time. He needs to get his arm back. But in the meantime, he'll be taking on the Cardinals. The Cardinals, Kyler Murray, looking pretty good last week. Not enough to get the win. Cliff Kingsbury will look to get his first win as a coach this week against the Panthers. Christian McCaffrey will be the wild card. Last week, not a very good performance. Look to rebound. He'll be the key. But I still think the Cards pull out their first win. Take them and the over. And they're at 2.5 favorites. I like that. Let's go. Steelers and 49ers. One of these teams is 2-0. And if I would have told you before the season, you would have said, the Steelers are 2-0, right, Tone? No. The 49ers, 2-0. Steelers, 0-2. Big Ben out. Surgery, gone for the season. Offense, sputtering. Juju, almost non-existent. Who's the other receiver? That's the question. So many guys on the team. Is there enough talent behind Juju to get it done? John Connor, not looking good. Got a little bit of injury knock last week. Says he's going to play. Is it enough for the Steelers to pull out their first win against the Niners? Jimmy G, looking like he's back. Throwing those touchdowns. Yeah, the Niners defense isn't exactly spectacular, but in this one, Steelers with no offense, the defense looking pitiful and putrid. I'm going to say Niners to cover 6.5. Over-under is 44. Take the over. Let's go. Giants and Buccaneers. One of the big storylines of the week. The New York Giants announcing they were going to bench their franchise quarterback, Eli Manning. Two-time Super Bowl winning champion, Eli Manning, for rookie Daniel Jones. I don't care what you say about Eli Manning. The man did win two championships, which is more than a lot of people could say. And when it mattered, he put this team in a position to win, and he was clutch, and that's why he was the MVP in the Super Bowl. It doesn't matter what you say, he does have the two rings. Got to respect it. Eli, salute you, my man. Daniel Jones in. Giants in that sputtering offense. Saquon Barkley had a pretty decent game last week, not enough to beat the Bills. Bucks coming off a big win Thursday Night Football against the Panthers. Jameis Winston not looking great. We'll look to maybe pick it up. Tampa's home in this one. And I think I'm going to call this the lock. This is the lock of the week, people. I'm calling it. The Giants, they're going to win this one. The Daniel Jones era is going to start with the win. Giants, they're not going to cover. Not going to get that 6.5 points. Still going to win. Over under is 48. Take the over. There's going to be some scoring. Let's go. Texans and Chargers. Two teams. Major firepower. Watson. Hopkins. Maybe one of the best duos in the league. We got Phillip Rivers. Of course, no Melvin Gordon. Still holding out. Says he'll be back before the end of the season. But he's not back yet. Hasn't reported. Austin Eckler, nothing but amazing in his place. Same Melvin who? Flash, you don't have to come back so fast. We got you. And this one, there's going to be some points. I think it's going to be very close. Chargers, favored by 3.5. I like the spread. Over-under is 47.5. Take that over. Points, let's go. Bam. Saints and Seahawks. It's a shame because this matchup would have been amazing. Drew Brees, awesome. Gone. Not gone for the season. Just gone for the 6, 7, maybe 8 games. Not exactly forthcoming with what's wrong with his thumb. most people think that's probably some ligament damage, having surgery. He'll be back. Until then, Teddy TDs, Teddy Bridgewater in his place will guide that offense. Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas against the Seahawks. Russell Wilson starting his team 2-0. Doug Baldwin out, Tyler Lockett in. They got some firepower. They're picking it up. They might not have the names, but they got the guys to get it done. I like the Seahawks in this one. Would have been close to a breeze in there. I'm going to take the Seahawks. Spreads 4. Cover. Overs 45. Let's go. Our Sunday night football game of the week. Rams and Browns. Browns coming off a win against the Jets. Rams coming off a win against the Saints. And if we're being real with each other, the second most overrated quarterback in the league just may be Baker Mayfield. He did almost nothing to help his team win. Yep, I know you're going to say he threw the touchdown to Beckham, but it was a little tiny slant route against a team that was fighting the entire game, and you caught him at a weak spot. The other touchdown coming by Chubb. Baker, where were you? He's getting sacked. No fumbles, but he did throw a pick. Rams picking up pretty good win. It would have been closer. Drew Brees going down. Everybody wanted a marquee matchup, but the Rams will take it nonetheless. Jared Goff looked to lead his team. I like him. Let's take the Rams in this one. Spread is 3 for the Rams. Take the spread. Over is 49.5. Absolutely. Let's go. Our Monday night football game of the week. Chicago Bears, the Bears, and the Washington Redskins. Bears picking up their first win last week against the horrible Broncos team. Eddie Pinheiro, they got themselves a kicker. Bears pulling it out. Mitchell Trubisky, where has he been? His offense, almost non-existent. Last year, he was so good. Racking up the points, racking up the yardage. Touchdowns, absolutely. This year, almost none. Redskins, Case Keenum. Offense certainly looks a lot better than last year. Defense, not so good. 0-2 in that division. Had a lead against the Eagles in game one, in week one. Couldn't hold on. This one here, I like the Bears. I think Mitch Trubisky will put it together. Stepping right for right direction. I like the Bears. Spread at -4. Absolutely. Over under 41.5. Got to go with that under. Redskins going to score or aren't going to score against this Bear defense. Not at all. Bears, let's go. All right, guys. This has been your week 3 Flag Post NFL rundown. For more info, of course, follow us at goflagpost.com. You could go on our Twitter page, Flagpost Sports, and of course our brand new betting page, Flagpost Bets. For all your latest, keep it right here. This is Tone. This is Flagpost. Over the top. It's good here.